Well, maybe you've heard of that one, but among other things that the internet is changing is our vocabulary. Here is the cyber term flash mobs, a form of performance art where a bunch of people get together, invited by text or tweets, and do something in unison, like dance or sing or have a pillow fight.
Sounds like the old happening.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun, cool. Yeah. Come on over, let's have a pillow fight, right? Well, we're kind of running up against the limits of radio here, but you hear this clip of a group called, that clip of a group called Flash Mob America taking over a street in Hollywood, California. Dozens of people dancing in the streets to raise money for earthquake relief in Haiti. And you can see that video on our website, thetakeaway.org. Meanwhile, the flash mobs, as I said, they start with a few text messages and tweets. But as the word spreads, they can turn into such massive gatherings that, in Philadelphia at least, they've turned violent. There have been at least four flash mobs in the last year that have sparked fights and incidents of vandalism. What is up in the city of brotherly love? I should point out, my home city.
Really?
Yeah. We never had flash mobs when I was there. So I want to turn now to Ian Urbina, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Also with us is Kevin Bethel, a deputy commissioner with the Philadelphia Police Department. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Ian, let me start with you. It sounds scary. And yesterday, our producer spoke with Shelley Yanoff, the executive director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth, a children's advocacy group in Philly. She is a little wary of calling this a mob. Here's what she had to say.
When adults get together, it's a crowd. But when kids get together, it's a mob.
So, true or not, Ian, are being a flash mob an accurate description for what's been happening?
I think it is for a couple reasons. Number one, that's what the teens are calling it themselves. Number two, this is not a bunch of people getting together gradually. They're showing up in unison in huge numbers. And number three, they're not getting together in a couple of cases, and certainly not all of them, but in the most recent cases, the teens are getting together not simply to sort of socialize in an orderly manner, but rather to sort of take over the streets, and often they're getting in scuffles with each other, and in a couple of cases, pedestrians are getting roughed up as well. So I think it is distinct from a gathering of people.
And you're saying that, to use a legal term, that in fact it's premeditated. They're planning this.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that way. I mean, the challenge here is that I wasn't able, nor have I seen other reporters, to actually talk to many participants and find out what their motivation is. But it does seem that this is all being organized through text messaging and Facebook. And, it's short notice is given, but it is premeditated.
Let's turn now to Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel. And first, let me play another clip from Shelley Yanoff, who is the Executive Director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth in Philadelphia. Here's what she has to say.
Everybody is very concerned about what's being called flash mobs. And I think that there are thousands of kids who get together, or hundreds, and there are perhaps 10 in each of those large groups whose behavior is really problematic. What I worry about is kids in general are being viewed as potential criminals, and I think that that is a real concern.
Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel, what do you think? Is this being blown out of proportion, or are there just a few troublemakers?
I think in this situation, these young people come down. But the problem you have is as he noted, if you have 10 or 20 who've embedded themselves in a group of 1,000 who have gathered and start a disruptive behavior, it has a triggering event. And that triggering event is what's causing us such concern and a challenge for us.
So
just the other day, we had one kid who had a gun. That firing that gun in that crowd could be very tragic. So I'm not going to sit there and indict all the kids. We've had kids down on South Street and in many of our corridors before. It just seems that we've got kids who have come into that crowd now with other alternative motives.
And Deputy Commissioner Bethel, what exactly are the police doing about it?
It is a drain on our resources. Commissioner Ramsey and Commissioner Ross, who are my bosses and are running the police department, have directed us to set up. We have posts set up across the city in areas that we believe that they're going to gather. We have a mobile mechanism in place to address if these groups gather. So it is stretching our resources. Under the direction of Commissioner Ramsey, worked hard to bring down our violent crime and other crime categories in the city. So it is a drain on our resources. And so it's been a challenge. It's definitely a challenge, but we'll continue to do our policing in the way that we have always done.
Ian Urbina, national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. You make the point that you haven't spoken to a lot of the individuals who are doing this, but I want to ask anyway, why are they doing it? Is it teenage mischievousness? Is it rambunctiousness or something else, do you think?
I mean, I can only guess and guess based on talking with other teens who are at the same high schools and say they know folks who've been involved. And the sense I get is, that to a large extent, this is just a sort of way to socialize, a way to act wild, and also to some degree to exert a certain sense of authority. We raise the issue of race and class, and it's an issue that a lot of people have danced around on this issue because most of the teens involved are African American, and are coming to a largely white neighborhood. I don't, frankly, think that it's being motivated by race or class. I think that it just happens to be. It happens to have become popular at several high schools and in an area of the city that is predominantly black.
Well,
and
Ian, have you thought about this? I mean, we don't want violent mobs to get out of hand, certainly, but who's the perp in this case? Is it the people who show up or the person who originally did the email? How do you determine that?
How do you trace it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that it's being done through Facebook those websites, I think you can figure out a select number of folks who are initiating it, and those may be the perps, and then the other perps are the ones who are actually making it turn violent. It's hard to target them in a crowd of several hundred, but I think those are the perps.
Ian Urbina, national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, and we've also been joined by Kevin Bethel, deputy commissioner with the Philadelphia Police Department. And thanks to both of you. I must say, John, when I was growing up in Philadelphia, we went on bandstand when we wanted to release a little energy.
Yeah, well, and sometimes that got out of hand, I suspect.
Yeah, right.
Yes, indeed. More about that later. Coming up this hour, we talk with writer and director of the new movie Greenberg, Noah Baumbach, joins Lynn Scherr later on in this hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.